of landowners, large and small, religious and secular. This, too, had a huge impact on the lives of farmers. It brings us to the unpalatable fact that while some farmers were free and prosperous, able to take advantage of the new opportunities brought by long-distance trade and markets, many others were unfree and worked entirely for their lords, lords so demanding that in some places they even claimed rights over the dung produced by their peasants' sheep. And this brings us back to Alfrich's ploughman, who ends his response to the question, "How do you do your work?" with a heartfelt exclamation of regret. "Alas, I have to endure such hard work since I am not a free man."
Helena Hamerow. In tomorrow night's programme, Rowan Williams, the outgoing Archbishop of Canterbury, reflects on the life of St Augustine, the first Archbishop of Canterbury. This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now, Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Two consummate musicians spinning out a couple of Quebecois tunes with such ease. That's Chris Wood on the fiddle, Andy Cutting playing accordion. You won't be able to see them play live together this year, but they are on tour separately. Chris Wood supporting Joan Armour Trading. They've got reams and reams of dates. You can find the details on Chris Wood's website. Andy Cutting's just finished a solo tour, but he's now joined up with Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party, who are going to be starting out at the Courthouse in Otley on Thursday. Welcome to Late Junction. Here is Walter Mouton and the Scott Playboys with this classic Cajun song, "I Went to the Dance."
I indeed we have enjoyed it.
Motion Trio with Michael Nyman's In Re Don Giovanni, following on from Walter Mouton and the Scott Playboys. And from Romania, here's a young rapper, Al Alion, and a song all about the realities of life as a Romani. Look how they walk on us, he says, with words they spit on us. If one steals and lies, it doesn't mean we all steal and lie.
Giupini, gypsy, vichi ma sarmangea, non cherea, tipsi. Ma mi sti mamma giare e ne go tu per avea. Adea ti cultura, mi cultura e avergiam.
Cigan cigoina ma giupini gypsy Vikin ma sarmangea na kerea kitsi Ma misin man la jare anego tut per avea Adea ti cultura mi cultura ya verjan
Romano chavo romani cultura representa Me la fia ne kashu non se ko president end Veke bashi diskriminacija Ko preman sartani celominacija Dik i vlada so kerela ero me bud pera vela Ni se opravole na dela čukelea Ravno na lorom bučutina la nešto la fina kerela Te borino pesna mangela Uve kota na čo Vola tik, samo sarkazi ne na men Se kole la feja ko mu čula je na men Te čora lajek na čore na sarine Te hova vola jek na hova me na sarine Stop, čivi na men gi bilo kaj te dža Uvređenje na men bud te la džan Spremno si je morao ma baš osa Samo revolucija je, ša i te asa
Cikan cigoj na mađu pili čipsi Vikin ma sarmangea na kerea kipsi Ma mislim mal na džarea nego tu pera vea A deja ti kultura mi kultura ja verđan
Cigan cigoj na mađu pili čipsi Vikin ma sarmangea na kerea kipsi Ma mislim mal na džarea nego tu pera vea A deja ti kultura mi kultura ja verđan
Romano rap da mungi kove ne tavdela Romano bayrako poeti certinela Nane amin pul visi amin amare shitka Amaro keto akate akaya amare gritka Bari gam sari ne sar pena hem prayla akate Beshi bezayan no taro sabay jirak yate Soske orum tanu kaz dimo Taro teveli pishimo te ove patimo Amangi achilo terapu naf Me lafin tare romenge godi hari Ne te draf ne kashunen sa o sherut ne amare Opare ne kadiken no problemi ya amare Ola canen namen patina ya kiçik Mate sove ne ka uçten taro sebe posik Ola canen namen patina ya kiçik Mate sove ne ka uçten taro sebe posik Tikam tikoy na maju pili chipsi Vikin masar mangia na kere ya kipsi Mami sin manlo jare ya nego tuk pera vea Adaya ti kultura mi kultura ya verjan Tikam tikoy na maju pili chipsi Vikin masar mangia na kere ya kipsi Mami sin manlo jare ya nego tuk pera vea Adaya ti kultura mi kultura ya verjan
Well, that's some of the latest work by Richard Skelton, somebody who really strives to make the true spirit of nature and landscape audible, which is no mean feat. This latest collection of pieces by him is called Verse of Birds, and it's his response to the coastal landscapes of Ireland, where he now lives. I should play you some more of that a little bit later on. Now, here's Low Anthem's Josie Adams going solo with a wonderfully creative album called Bed of Notions. From it, this is Chastity, Let Down Your Golden Hair.
Prepare for your grim but fabricated fairy tale. Tell it as you wish. Tell it as you wish. Chastity, oh chastity, let down your golden hair. It is you who watches yourself so carefully.
The music of Shostakovich, played on a lovely rickety old piano by Daniel Joseph Dorff, who's probably best known for his jazz drumming skills, but he took some time away from that to record a collection of his piano favourites in his living room, and that was Shostakovich's first prelude in C. And as the piano season continues on BBC Radio 3, here is Israel's Idan Reichel playing alongside the Malian guitarist Vieux Factore and a track they call Experience.
Thank you.
The Tore Raikul Collective and a track called Experience from their album The Tel Aviv Session. This is Lake Junction, and here's a band who've been impressing audiences around the UK recently. The Kra Collective from Ethiopia, the great sound of the six-stringed Ethiopian lyre known as the Kra, and the powerful voice of Genet Assefu. The Krah Collective and Ende Jerusalem. Their latest album is called Ethiopian Super Krah. That particular track is also included on the recent Rough Guide to the Music of Ethiopia, which comes courtesy of the Rough Guide team. And they also played an exclusive session recently for World on 3, which you can still hear on the World on 3 page of the Radio 3 website. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here's more from Richard Skelton's Verse of Birds, a piece that he calls The Narrow Rooms.
Thank you.
The Narrow Rooms from Verse of Birds by Richard Skelton, who also works under the moniker A Broken Consort, which is a name you may recognise. Music designed to capture the spirit of the windswept coastlines of the west of Ireland, and music that also goes hand in hand with written text by Skelton too, a collection of his writings called The Flowering Rock. We'll post a link to his work on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website and also play you more of this album as the week continues. This is Mortuus Plango Vivos Voco by Jonathan Harvey, inspired by the time that he spent listening to his son rehearse as a chorister at Winchester Cathedral, and taking its title from the inscription on Winchester's largest bell, and that translates as, "I count the fleeting hours, I lament the dead, I call the living to prayer." Mortuus Plango Vivos Voco by Jonathan Harvey. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and from one of the most experimental pieces of the 20th century, here's one from the 16th. Some great harmonic clashes in this madrigal by Carlo Gesualdo, O Vos Omnes, as sung by the Cambridge Singers. That's the music of Palestine's Rumzai Aburedwan and a piece called Baha from his recent album Reflections of Palestine. If you'd like details of that or indeed anything that you've heard tonight, you can have a look at the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website where we post the playlist. And of course, you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Now, from Salento, right down in the heel of the boot of Italy, this is Anna Cinzia Villani and a song about the tenderness and tragedy of love.
Oh, sabbia, dire non belle, dammi la ma, non sa tu sabbia l'aria fiancata, non sa tu sabbia l'aria fiancata. Io con le pelliccione lungo lungo, io pecora ruggerimo da tanto, che non c'è risona a mezzogiorno, che qui non c'è risona a mezzogiorno. La pecorella che c'è bella tanto, io pecora dice tante vita, che modo c'è riporta all'erba vita, che modo c'è riporta all'erba vita. Io pecora non è conta di conta, la pecorella scappa allo recinto, vicino allo sbagliello che pela tanto, vicino allo sbagliello che pela tanto. Io pecora non è conta di conta, se pela meglio pecora che manca, se pela meglio pecora che manca, se pela meglio pecora che manca.
Sound of the tambourine does place you so firmly in Italy, doesn't it? And it takes a lot of skill to play it like that. That was Carlo Rizzo. Not sure who's playing the pipes, but it's going to be one of the members of the group Alla Francesca. And those were two traditional medieval Italian dance tunes known as Saltarello. And while on the subject of dancing, here's the footwork of Cyril Barber, a step dancer from Suffolk, stepping out to the tune Paddy Faze, as played by the fiddler Lucy Farr.
Lucy and Cyril, come on. spices yield a rich perfume. The lilies grow and thrive, the lilies grow and thrive. Refreshing showers of grace divine from Jesus flow to every vine, which makes the dead revive, which makes the dead revive. Oh, that this dry and barren ground in springs of water may abound, a fruitful soil become, a fruitful soil become. The desert blossoms as the rose, as Jesus conquers all his foes, which makes his people one, which makes his people one.
From the album The No Testament that was launched last week, that's Sam Carter and a song called Garden Hymn. He was named Best Newcomer at the Radio 2 Folk Awards a couple of years ago, and there are now a few chances to see him live over the next few weeks. Do have a look at his website for the details. And that's just samcartermusic.co.uk. Nice bit of fiddle playing there too from Sam Sweeney. Now, do you remember last week we heard something from Rand d'Angleterre, a collaboration between musicians described as avant-garde outsiders and electronic botanists? So the results, as you might expect, are really quite something.
Yeah.
So that's the fifth track from Rand d'Angleterre's Globe and Dynasty, an album you'll find on the Beau Weevil label. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Good to have your company as ever. Do join me for Late Junction at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And I'll just leave you here with a Buddhist prayer as intoned by the Tashi Lunpo monks of Tibet. Till tomorrow. Good night. BBC Radio 3. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. This morning's concert comes from the studios of Slovak Radio. It's an organ recital given by Peter Čech, a graduate of the Prague Conservatory and holder of many international prizes.
He's not only a soloist, he's also one half of a duo with his sister Elena, who plays the violin. To begin, he's playing a concert fantasy by Josef Klitschke, who died in 1937 and wrote several large works for organ in a late romantic style. While Dvořák was in America, Klitschke stood in for him at the Prague Conservatory. This concert fantasy is based on themes from Vyšehrad by Smetana. That was Josef Klitschka's concert fantasy on themes from Smetana's Vyšehrad. The organist was Peter Čech. He's playing a sonata next by Otto Albert Tichy, who was born in southern Moravia in 1890 and whose musical skills were grounded on the teaching of his father, the village schoolmaster and organist. So he had a traditional upbringing, as Dvořák did, playing various instruments and accompanying the singing in church. Later, Tichy spent some time in Paris studying with Vincent Dindy. He was choirmaster at Notre Dame for a time and eventually went back to Prague.